Uncle Bob. Bob Smith lived next door to Ricky's family. He was good friends with Ricky's dad. He had no kids of his own, but he loved Ricky like he was one of his own. Ricky called him Uncle Bob because he seemed like part of the family. Bob had a small house, but lots of land. He had woods, trails, and a large pond. Ricky's family had a big house and a nice yard, but they didn't own lots of land. For Ricky, though, that didn't matter. Uncle Bob always let Ricky come over whenever he wanted to visit him or play. In Ricky's mind, Uncle Bob's property was like his own. It was June, and Ricky and his mom were looking for Father's Day cards. Mom planned to have a cookout Saturday and then camp overnight at Bob's. Ricky was looking for a card with a campout scene to go with the new sleeping bag he bought for his dad when he was startled by two big hands grabbing his shoulders from behind. Ricky jumped. "Gotcha," said a familiar voice. It was Uncle Bob. He was smiling. Ricky just laughed. Uncle Bob was famous for catching him off guard. "I've got the campsite stacked with firewood and an area cleared for a tent. Your dad will love it." "Thanks," said Ricky as Bob wandered off. "Uncle Bob is the best," Ricky whispered to himself. Then something occurred he had never thought of before. After a short conversation with his mom, she promised to help him with his idea. On Saturday, Ricky ran over to Uncle Bob's and burst through the door. "Uncle Bob, come quick." "What's wrong, Ricky? Is someone hurt?" "Just hurry," shouted Ricky. The two raced back to Ricky's. When they arrived, Bob looked around. He was speechless. The table was set with a dozen balloons that had "thank you" printed on them. There were gifts for both him and Ricky's dad. There were also cards with notes inside, thanking him for being such a special part of their family. But Ricky's was his favorite. "Dear Uncle Bob, you are the best neighbor a boy could ever wish for. You will always be my favorite uncle. Thank you for treating me like your own son. Love, Ricky." On that Father's Day, Bob had never felt so loved in his whole life.